Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to get to today. Another good win by the Phillies last night. They win 5-2. Trey with 3 hits. We'll talk about him. A couple injury notes we got to get to. But a good night for the Phillies as they have won 5 in a row and a lot more, of course, on top 11 week and all the fallout. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Y'all lucky I ain't hit my parlay last night. I almost hit it.
No, you
didn't.
It was
like 2 legs.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
You hit you missed two out of five legs?
Yeah, it was like I was 50-50. No, it was like 3-legger, right? Because I had the 2 hits and then the under.
Yeah.
The scoring.
So you hit 3 and missed
almost.
2?
Yeah.
That's not almost.
That's almost.
That's
almost.
Not almost. That's.
But if I'd have hit, though, I'd have been talking trash this morning.
So if you had hit the 2 legs you didn't hit, you'd be talking trash.
I would definitely.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. We'll get to that. And we got to stage some interventions at some point during the show. We got big news regarding the Sixers as well and how this draft might shake out. But Hugh, and for everyone watching on YouTube today, which we appreciate, you might notice I'm wearing something a little bit different because
I got on a lab coat.
Well, it's a doctor's coat because I feel like today I need to help everyone out. And
what?
I'm worried about some people around here.
What are you worried about?
I'm worried about a lot of people at WIP and a lot of people in our audience. So I'm going to do a little test, just a quick little test, Hugh, and then we'll find out if I should worry about you. All right, I'm going to ask you a question. Can we start off with a little question?
Sure.
You ready?
Yes.
Jalen Hurts' 2024 season, because there's so much conversation right now about Jalen Hurts, right? His inclusion or exclusion on these different top 11 lists. Now, to be fair, we both had him on our list, right? I had him at number 9, you had him at number 2.
Yes.
Yesterday, Joe DeCamera revealed his list. He did not have Jalen Hurts at all on his top 11, and everyone's freaking out about this. And DeCamera on the afternoon show yesterday. So I'm listening to all this, and I hear all the defense of Jalen Hurts. And I'll say this. You should defend Jalen Hurts to an extent. Jalen Hurts had an overall good year last year. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. He was a Super Bowl MVP. But when I hear a lot of the conversation about Jalen Hurts, it feels like people think he had a great season, that he played great last year. Hugh Douglas, how would you classify Jalen Hurts' 2024 season? Good or great?
Are you asking me to give you just the simple answer, or
you can long talk?
Because I know where you're going with this.
No, I just asked a question.
But I kind of know where you're going.
Okay.
Because Jalen didn't start out the season the way we wanted him to. Hell, he probably didn't start it the way that he wanted to.
Absolutely.
But as the season progressed, Jalen evolved. Mm-hmm. And Jalen did what was necessary. Now, it didn't always look pretty, but he got the job done. He was the right man for the job, and he got the job done. So when you ask me that question in its entirety, how was Jalen's season? I would say it was great. And the reason why I say it was great is because he won the ultimate prize. He won the Super Bowl. He got his team to the Super Bowl, and he was able to win it. So answering your question, Joe, I would say his season was great.
See, that I feared that was going to be the answer here. I feared that. Because Jalen Hurts' season was obviously good in totality. It was not a great season. There were ups and there were downs. And, Hugh, I'm afraid I have to start the show off today by diagnosing you with something.
What you diagnose me with?
Why are you laughing? I'm a doctor.
Laughing.
Do I have a medical coat on?
You do have a. It's a nice coat, too.
Thank you. Just
nice
got coat. It on Amazon. Here's the bottom line. Hugh, you and many others out there, and it's unfortunate, and we'll find out who else today has this, 215-592-9494. You and many others, you have amnesia, Hugh Douglas. You are forgetting.
I do not.
You have absolute. So let's look up the definition of amnesia, as I, of course, learned in medical school. A medical condition characterized by a partial or complete loss of memory. Now, you don't have a complete loss. You gave me enough to feel like it's just a partial loss of memory. You said that he evolved and he got better as the year went on.
Yes, he did.
He got better in the last 2 games. What I saw last year was more of a roller coaster. So it was not good the first 4 weeks. We all know that. That's why the Eagles stopped throwing the football as much. Mm-hmm. Then I thought Jalen Hurts had a stretch from, let's say, that Giants game. You could even say the Cleveland game if you want. Cleveland, Giants, Cincinnati, he was awesome. Jacksonville, he played well. even probably into the Dallas game, Washington, the Rams. I think that October, November stretch, I thought Jalen played really good football. Mm-hmm. That stopped, though, for a while. Jalen Hurts after that. The Baltimore game, although they won the game, they won most games they played, he didn't do much in that game. He wasn't a big part of why they won that game. The Carolina game, that was the game that caused A.J. Brown to say passing is the issue. We had a whole week on WIP where Brandon Graham had to say, they got to work this out. We all thought at that point, if something was going to hold them back, it was probably the passing game. Mm-hmm. And then Jalen Hurts played a good game against Pittsburgh. He got hurt against Washington. The Packers game in the playoffs. They went like an hour and a half without a completion in the game. And then the Rams game in the postseason. He took 7 sacks and a safety. And then he followed it up with his best 2 games, the championship game and the Super Bowl. So while he did play well at times and he had a great finish, I would characterize it as a good season. They won the Super Bowl. He's a Super Bowl champion. He played well in the biggest moments. But overall, there's way too many peaks and valleys to consider this a great season by Jalen Hurts. You look up some of the numbers, and he only had 8 games with a passer rating of at least 100. Burrow had 11. Lamar had 13. Allen had 10. Games of 2 or fewer sacks taken. Hurts had 7. Lamar had 15. Allen had 16. Games of 250-plus total yards, rushing or passing. He only had 9. Like, that's not a great season. 215-592-9494. We have lost our minds here. I appreciate everyone that wants to defend the guy, right? He's the quarterback, and he is a good football player. But we've gone so far with, hey, he's got to be the number one ranked player in Philadelphia. I heard Joe this morning debating with a caller, you know, who's a better player, Saquon Barkley or Jalen Hurts? It's obviously Saquon Barkley. Just like Zach Wheeler's a better player. Just like a lot of players in Philadelphia right now are better players. It doesn't mean Jalen's bad. We've moved past the debate on whether or not he could play. We know he could play. But great season. Hugh Douglas, I am afraid you have a classic case of amnesia.
See,
You're forgetting.
You know what I think is going on here? There's a lot of conversations that are within this conversation that we're having about Jalen Hurts. And I think that's where people are kind of confused because we're having a bunch of conversations about somebody, but there's so many different paths that you can lead down
this
conversation.
Of course, yeah. It's quarterback.
Okay. When you ask me, Joe, because I'm in this lane, when you ask me what Jalen's season is, it started off rocky. I totally agree with
and
that.
And that's why you only have partial amnesia. Well, Some people forget that.
And it culminated in him winning the Super Bowl and him becoming the Super Bowl MVP. As a former player, and I'm not playing the former player card, but I think that there needs to be some perspective in all of this. You're always told it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Everything in life, we could go back and we can look at it. Okay, well, you started out here. Perfect example. I had a chance to talk to Coach Jackson, and I think I told this story. And I said something to the effect that I'm proud of you because you're not the person that I met when he came to Philadelphia. You grew. And you became a different person. You became the head coach of Delaware State. I kind of look at Jalen in the same vein. Now, I talk about every day how I sat in the press box. And with people that worked in the organization, they're looking at what the hell is he doing? Like, what's going on? And with all of that going on and all of those miscues that Jalen had, because he had a lot, I'm not disputing that. But he was still able to find a way to win. And the quarterback position is twofold. It's the hardest position on the field, and it's the hardest position to fill when you're looking for one.
Sure, I agree with that.
And Jalen, for whatever reason, with all his misgivings, his miscues and everything like that, he did enough to win and keep you alive.
Well,
in
the
those
team
games.
Won. The
well,
team
well, see,
won.
That's what I'm saying, Joe. That's where we tend to split hairs, but he is the most important cog in the wheel.
See, his by position, he's the most important cog, right?
Yes.
You have a bad quarterback, you're in big trouble. I think where we see it different, in 215-592-9494, as you said, he got better as it went along. I know his last 2 games were the best, but his third to last game was horrendous at points. He took 7 sacks in a playoff game. Before halftime, he took them out of field goal range with a sack. He took a safety. I mean, he basically flipped the game by 5 points.
He had some bonehead plays.
Yes, but that's why I can't say he got better. If he got better as the season went along, that game would have never happened. I mean, he took 63 yards worth of sacks two games before he won the Super Bowl. I just feel like he had a good season on a great football team. And I don't think that's offensive. 215-592-9494. All right, listen, this is a public service today. It's not just a radio show. I am here. I will diagnose you with amnesia if I feel that's what you have. Hugh has a partial case of amnesia. He's got some things right in there. Obviously, he's missing some things. Jalen Hurts' 2024 season was good or was great? Because the way the reaction has been to these top 11 lists since yesterday, the reaction is as if he had a great season and he's being slighted. I don't think he's being slighted at number 9 on my list. I don't think he's being slighted if he's at 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 on your list. Now, did Cameron not have him on the list? You could say that's a slight. I had him on my list, but I don't think Joe's perspective is outrageous. Now, I think he's got some wrong players up there. I don't think Rager Suarez is a better player than Jalen Hurts, but I just think player for player, there's a lot of players. Like, Saquon Barkley's better, and Zach Wheeler's better, and Jalen Carter's better, and A.J. Brown's better. I just think they're better players than Jalen Hurts. Hugh, you had him at number 2, so you don't think all those guys are better.
No, I think that the position that he plays, the contribution that he brings to the table, and just his makeup as a whole, I think all of those intangibles warrant him to be the number 2 player in the city,
Let me ask a question, because I heard a caller mention something similar to what you just said, that the position he plays, right? He's the Eagles quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to bump him up. What do we do a future years from now? We have a top 11 list, and we have an average or bad quarterback. Does he just make the list because he's the Eagles quarterback?
No. He'll be what's the quarterback that was in New York? Like, a lot of teams that don't have that guy.
Yeah.
Like, when perfect example, when the Rams didn't have that guy, Aaron Donald was the face of the franchise.
Sure. I understand. Yeah, he was. He was the best player.
Yeah, but a lot of times when that guy shows that leadership quality and has that ability, he is the face of the franchise.
So he could, but you could be a face of the franchise and not be a great player.
Can I say this? Because I think that this is where you are. You could. There are some guys that are leaders by default.
Mm-hmm.
There are, but I don't think Jalen's that guy.
So I don't think, like, I don't have him knocked down because I don't believe in the leadership stuff. I just, that doesn't resonate to me as good or great player. Right? That's part of his job on the team. I understand that. But I'm not boosting him up because he's a great leader. He's got to play better for me to be as high as some people have him on the list. 215-592-9494. What kind of season did Jalen Hurts have last year? Let's have the conversation today, because I think that is at the root of this. If you believe he had a great season, I think you have amnesia. But if you think he had a great season, then I understand where you're ranking him really high. If you think he had a good season, then you can't be upset that guys that had great seasons are above him. Kyle, where do you come down as, unfortunately, we have a lot of people around here that are suffering from some amnesia today and this week.
Some worse than others.
Yeah.
I mean, Hugh yesterday with the whole, he was the reason they won the Super Bowl thing.
He was
out of control.
Well, he was not.
By the way,
first few drives started off, let's see, like, what was it, a 3-and-out. He had an interception.
So you want to point out the field goal. I just remember him when they blitzed him.
Well, no, I'm just saying how it started and then how the defense
made it so that
they...
when they blitzed him, how he dropped a dime.
Yeah, but the game was over.
The defense chasing Patrick Mahomes around for the entire 60 minutes, basically.
Like a clutch.
But the game was over by the time he made his biggest throw.
And look, he was good in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
He was good in the NFC Championship game. I mean, you could even argue great. That's the only reason, though, that I would even say his season was good. If he didn't have those two games, you could say it was a bad season. They were 29th ranked passing offense.
Yes.
With the two best receivers in the league, one of the best tight ends in the league, best offensive line in the league, and a damn good offensive coordinator, and then, you know, the number one running back to boot. Like, he was efficient. That was fine. But correct. If you just look at his production over the season, the simple fact that the wide receiver was so upset that he went to the media and called out the passing game,
mm-hmm.
like, the regular season was not it was not a good performance by him. It was fine. It was okay. It was, like, good enough with the rest. Like, he was a good player on, what, like Joe said, a fantastic team. Like, maybe even a super team when you put it all together. And that's okay. Like, it's fine for him to have been a good player on that because they won the Super Bowl. Like, that should be enough for people. But when we sit here and say that Jalen Hurts had a great season or he was a great player last year,
he
absolutely
didn't.
I mean, we're just losing our minds.
But how many quarterbacks had great seasons?
Jalen had a great season because he won the ultimate prize.
The Eagles won the ultimate prize.
Every year, you go into the season with the ultimate goal.
Yes.
To win the Super Bowl.
As a team.
Jalen was the leader of that team. Jalen was the straw that stirred the drink for the most part. I know we can argue semantics about Saquon.
But Saquon was.
No, Saquon did his part. He played a big role. And I'm not trying to diminish Jalen's role, or Saquon's role, I should say, in this. But Jalen deserves the credit. He really does, because he held it together. Like, I don't think – see, for me, this is almost like the LeBron-Michael Jordan debate. You know, because people – this is one of those things that it's just not about their contribution on the court. This spills out into other intangibles that are unquantifiable for some people. Like, I know y'all get mad when I
know.
Say it.
You know what? I misdiagnosed you. You have full-blown amnesia.
No.
You have full-blown amnesia.
It's the absolute truth.
It's not.
And I believe that. Like, Jalen has something. Like, when you talk about all those other quarterbacks' ability, he might not measure up with those measurables.
Yeah.
But he has something that those other guys don't have.
That's fine, but he's not as good as the other players in Philadelphia.
That's what puts him over the top for me. So, like, that's what that is. It's one of those things, Joe. We can sit here, and you're arguing some valid points. I can't deny that, but the unquantifiables for him is what puts him over the top for me.
All right, so I get it. I understand to an extent. But some of those are – there's luck involved and happenstance. Let me give you an example.
Sometimes it better be lucky than good.
But that doesn't make you great. That's fine. I agree with that. In life, I'd rather be lucky than good too. It doesn't make you great. Like, a lot of times it comes up, well, he won this many games and he's the – I mean, if the kid from Carolina doesn't drop that pass, they probably lose to the Panthers at home.
If was a fifth.
No, but he didn't play well that day. That was the day that led to the AJ and BG thing and the whole blow up that week. He didn't play well. He missed open receivers. Because his team's so good and Carolina stunk, they got an extra win. I mean, that's the truth of it. They probably should have lost that game on merit. They got an extra win. And then part of the defense is, well, he wins all the time. Well, that game, he almost cost them the game. If he threw the ball better and they have a bigger lead, we're not worried down the stretch. 215-592-9494. Sometimes, I know it probably feels like I'm very critical of Jalen. I like Jalen. I think he's really good. I think it's fair to put him in the 5th-6th range of all the quarterbacks in the NFL right now. I'm happy he's here. I wanted him as the quarterback from the day he got drafted and get that other guy off the field because he was a stiff. I like Jalen Hurts. But the idea that he has to be ranked 1 or 2 or 3 right now among all Philadelphia athletes is ridiculous. I think it's crazy. Where do you guys come down? And I will help you if I do feel you have amnesia. I'm trying to help you. I mean, you need help, man.
I see you wear your lab coat and everything.
Excuse me. I'm not a scientist.
I'm
a doctor. Okay?
You're a doctor.
Now, that's
doctor
a good
Julio.
Idea that we might do a day where I'm a scientist. Right now, I'm a doctor, and you need a lot of help. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Chris!
Happy Pick Your Side Day, man.
Chris, that is what we do with WIP. Chris, what's up?
Guys, this Jalen thing has always got legs of its own. So let's keep them running here. Jalen was good last year, but in the last two playoff games, he was great.
Yes.
But because we say that, Joe, we're going to be slandered. We're going to be called haters. We're going to be called everything under the sun by, you know, some crazy people. But let's explore his year, all right? The first 4 games, you guys hit the nail on the head. I mean, he was bad. He was just flat bad. They went into the bye week. You know, they said, all right, we got to change the game strategy. They turned to Saquon. And then, you know, that's what the pivot point for the season was. But if you remember, they started the first drive of every game, still came out passing the ball left and right. And it made me crazy because I was like, why are we doing this? We got the best one rushing offense in the NFL. Why are we coming up? Because they kept trying to give Jalen the shot. And it never materialized. And then they would fall back to Saquon the entire year. This was the main reason why. I don't know if people forgot this, but we had like the worst first quarter scoring.
You know what, Chris? It is another symptom of the amnesia this city has. We have forgotten that. Remember, that was the story of the first, 8-10 weeks of the season? That our scoring in the first quarter was like bottom of the last 2 decades. Like, we didn't score points ever in the first quarter.
Yeah, and then, Hugh, in all seriousness, I need help here. I really need your expertise. Who are a few of the elite quarterbacks that you played against in your day?
Elite? I would say Dan Marino. would be considered elite. Jim Kelly, back in the day, I would say, yeah.
Peyton?
Peyton, played against Peyton, Peyton before, yeah.
So let me ask you this. When you went in and the defense started scripting the game plan for that week, wasn't the elite quarterback number one priority that, hey, we got to stop this?
Well,
so
it was more
Dan Marino, it's how do we stop the passing game, stop, you know, his number one targets?
Well, it was more, you knew what he could do, and it was more, I would say, use Peyton as an example, because I remember we played Peyton, and Edgerrin James was hurt, but they had James Mungro. And Peyton did enough to keep us honest and allow James Mungro to do his thing. They came down here and they carved us up. I never forget that one. It's the quarterback is the one, like there are certain things you could do in the game to take away his ability to do certain things. But when you have a quarterback of that caliber, that when you take away his main things, he still has the ability to matriculate the ball down the field, that's when it becomes a problem.
See, and this is the point that I wish the Jalenites can just hear. When he said that he's the top five quarterback, and you got Olive Garden Wade that's going to call in and proclaim he's the number one quarterback. He's not the number one quarterback, because if he was, when they went into that Super Bowl, Steve Spagnuolo did not say, we need to stop A.J. Brown. We need to stop Devontae Smith. We need to stop Jalen and this high-powered passing offense. We got to contain Jalen. He said, we need to stop Saquon. I will sell out to stop Saquon, and we will make Jalen beat us. And for whatever reason, the Jalenites don't want to admit that that was – arguably the best defensive coordinator in the NFL, if not top three's way of telling you where he really lies. He's a good quarterback. He is not the number one quarterback. Hugh, you know what this kind of reminds me of? I'm going to make a quick analogy on my way out. It's like, you know, when there's a girl pursuing you, right? She's just not interested. So you stop her advancements. So she goes and starts dating your boy. And then he starts peacocking around saying he's the best. You know, because he's got it. It's like, bro, you only got her by default. And in a way, it angers me about the Jalenites, because they want to, oh, Jalen won the Super Bowl MVP and all that. Don't you think maybe that was by default? Don't you think it was because the defense was so distracted by another threat?
And Chris took advantage of it, which is great.
Joe, the best player in the city is clearly why we were barking to get him here. Oh, it's Saquon! We are B-A-R-K-L-E-Y! Give the man his shot!
I was waiting for it. Chris, we appreciate it. Yes, Saquon Barkley is obviously the number one player in the city. Zach Wheeler for me was an easy two. Jalen Hurts on my list. He's number nine. I'm sure he'll be higher on everyone's list, except Joe DeCamera. But that's all right. Hugh's got him at two. I have him at nine. The bottom line is this. He had a good season last year. Great team, great year for the Eagles. Jalen Hurts had a good season. Hugh thinks it was great. Where do you
great
come
season.
Down? And I will, if I, you know, I want everyone to be there at their best. If I have to diagnose you with partial or full amnesia, I will. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. I'm trying a different thing today. We're trying a new way. This is a public service. I'm willing, with my doctor's coat on here, Hugh, to diagnose people with either a partial or a full case of amnesia. And unfortunately for you, you went backwards in that first segment.
I did.
Yeah, at first I thought you had partial amnesia. You have full-blown amnesia.
No, not at all.
Well, I don't think you're... You're misremembering what happened last season.
I'm not misremembering. I remembered it perfectly.
I remember how
it ended. I remember how it started, and I remember how it ended.
What about the middle? What about the whole...
I do remember the middle.
That's where I think we have some issues.
I remember the middle, and I remember how there was a whole lot of angst.
Yes.
For the way that he played.
That means he wasn't playing great. That means he didn't play great.
But you know what else I remember?
What's that?
I remember Jalen Hurts, the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, sitting on the floor in a Michael Jordan-esque, majestic pose, a Kobe-esque pose, sitting with the trophy.
Just like I remember Nick Foles sitting with a trophy, and Joe Flacco, and Trent Dilfer, and Eli Manning, and Mark Rippon.
This is how this works for me, and I'm going to sum
Brad
it up
Brad Johnson. Seen it?
I'm going to sum it up for you in a way that everybody understand, and I'm going to sum it up for you people because I'm going to look right at the camera.
Oh, well, now are you people and people.
I don't care about the labor pains. Show me the baby.
You know what I think that is? It's disrespectful to the other 52.
It's not disrespectful. Yeah,
It's disrespectful. We have created this idea that Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl and the other Eagles were just there. This guy has... Not only do you have amnesia, you forgot who you are.
How many times, let's just go back in time, and let's remember, because I'm not so much you, because I know you remember, because your kids are kind of young, but let's go back in time for the people that are listening to this station. Ken and Jeff and everybody who called in.
Keith and Brahim and Kenny and Tony.
If you have children, remember when your beautiful child was born? And you held your baby for the first time. And your wife might have told me, ooh, I was in labor for 4 or 5 hours. And it was real painful. And I was having a Don't nobody care about all that.
You want to tell the woman that?
No, I'm telling her that. That's what I'm saying.
May I steal a line? That dog don't hug you.
No.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm just keeping it a bean. That works when you're guilting your children into getting you something for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
But and on the whole... Don't nobody care about the labor pains?
Yeah.
Show me the baby.
It's just not true.
The women care, but
you can't say you don't care.
That's 50% of the population.
Talking about, ooh, I remember when I couldn't wait till the doctor came and gave me that. Don't nobody care about that.
Listen.
Where's little Charlie or little Billy?
Don't listen to this.
Again, don't want to hear about the labor pains. Show me the baby.
Our first was a 36-hour labor. 36 hours. I wouldn't be here if I said I don't care. It was 36 hours.
Yeah. I don't know, Joe. The way I'm pretty sure your wife's been getting kind of printouts of how we act on this show, you probably want to stay out of this conversation. I'm not taking your advice.
Yeah, well, especially if you're going to tell the woman that we don't care about the labor pain.
Don't care about the labor pains. Well. Show me the baby.
And what does Jaylen that have to do with this?
I think it's a terrible analogy, to be honest.
Jalen showed you the baby.
The Eagles showed the baby. He didn't win it by
Jalen
himself.
Jalen Hurts showed you the baby.
You know what? Doctors are not supposed to yell. We're supposed to keep our composure. But I'm losing it already.
Show me the baby.
You know what? Let's help everyone. Because if someone I'm learning as I've become a doctor today, the best way to get you through amnesia is maybe to remind you of some of the things you used to know to kind of spark that memory. Can we go back, Kyle, to December when the Eagles' passing game was, as you heard from A.J. Brown, the problem with the offense? Here it was.
The offense wasn't good enough. What are some things you think that the offense needs to improve on?
Passing.
AJ, I know everybody wants to get in a rhythm, and Devontae was acknowledging that. You know, receivers, just like running backs, want to get in rhythm. How hard is it as a receiver to get into a rhythm when you guys are only throwing the ball like 20 times?
Incredibly tough.
Problem was the passing, but I'm being told I misremembered a great season. I feel for you. I mean, you forgot. You forgot what the season was.
The first voice you hear there
is Elliot.
Is Elliot.
Yeah.
Which... No, he might need to be checked.
I have a whole list of people here. I have a whole list of people here that have amnesia. It's actually a shame. I don't know how this happened. All right, can we hear from the quarterback about a week later when he did play really well against the Steelers, and he wanted to tell us about it?
So that's what y'all wanted to see, huh?
Yes! That's what we wanted to see, because we wanted to see you guys could do it, and we saw it then, and then we saw it again in the playoffs. Look, Jalen Hurts had some great games last year. Overall, I thought it was a good season that ended in a great way with the Eagles winning a championship, but... I would not call his 2024 year overall a great year. 215-592-9495. All right. Hugh, before we get back to the phones here, we do have a prize to give away today.
Hey.
Yeah, we do have a prize to give away today.
Are we doing it my way?
Well, so let me tell everyone what we have. We'll take a couple calls and then we'll set it all up. But today we have, just so everyone out there knows, we have a pair of tickets to see the Phillies and the Padres with us. We're hanging out with you guys, watching the game Tuesday, July 1st, 6:30 first pitch. We'll meet late in the afternoon at Citizens Bank Park, hang out a little bit, go watch the game. And then after the game, it's a fireworks night. Phillies.com for tickets. We have a pair to give away today. We'll get to that coming up in just a couple minutes here. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Keith in Philly has a question for me. What's up, Keith?
Yeah.
Keith.
Yo.
Yes.
Okay, look. You were talking about Josh Allen, right? With 11 games, with 100 rating, right?
If I said it, then that must be him. Yeah, yes. Okay.
And Jackson, you know, the same thing. They in the same boat. They do that. They all had them great regular seasons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but when the game is on the line, when the big games come around, they don't play as great and they lose.
So I agree with you. I agree with you with Lamar. Lamar has been a lesser player in the postseason. Uh-huh. I don't agree with that with Allen. I mean, he's played great in the playoffs. His teams just haven't won the game.
A couple of playoffs, he stunk a little bit. One of them games.
He has a better interception percentage and sack percentage than Jalen Hurts in the playoffs. He plays at a higher level in the postseason than Jalen does.
Who, Josh?
Yes.
Okay, but to make a long story short, but like you said, you know what I mean, just show me the baby, because in the middle of the season when all that's going on,
show me the baby.
Every team's had their peaks and valleys, but when it comes down to the big games, Jalen shows up each and every time.
Did you think the Rams game was a big game? Divisional playoffs at home against the Rams. Was that a big game?
It was a tough game.
We can't do this. We can't say he shows up every time. It was a huge game.
Right,
he took seven sacks.
Seven sacks is all
on
him. What about
the
offensive line?
Sacks or a quarterback stat, Keith?
Quarterback takes sacks.
What about offensive line supposed to be protecting me?
Quarterback sacks. I'm trying to help everyone. Okay, I'm a doctor. Sacks are a quarterback stat. Quarterbacks either get rid of the football, they run away, or they find an open receiver early. Great quarterbacks don't take a lot of sacks. Mahomes doesn't take sacks until the Super Bowl because the Eagles' defense was that great. But overall in his career, doesn't take sacks. Josh Allen doesn't take sacks.
Jalen Hurts took too many sacks. Well, that's coaching. You know what I mean? Because you need a hot spot on them sacks when you know they're coming. So he can have an outlet to get the ball to somebody.
So they coached well in the next game, but not that game.
Okay. Well, the coach didn't drop the ball on a few of them plays.
Can't you just say he didn't play well that day?
He didn't play well. I give you that.
But then you can't tell me he always shows up in the big game. He played like crap for half that game, and they still won. So the whole point of he shows up in the big spot every time, it's not real.
Okay, listen. He showed up in a big spot 75% of the time.
Okay, all right. Then I'm with you. Okay. Yes, okay. I agree.
And you got some quarterbacks that ain't even close to that, and that's supposed to be so good all regular season.
And that's probably Lamar. So, Keith, we found some common ground. I'm going to let you off the hook, Keith. I don't think you have
amnesia.
I'm going to let him go. I think he actually he wanted to make a point, which I appreciate, but then he found his way back to reality. I'm waiting for Hugh Douglas to find his way back to reality.
I mean, I am being realistic.
No.
It's never
going to happen.
I agree with everything that you said, but at the end of the day, Jalen Hurts showed you the baby. Now, I'm not going to go down the route and say, you know, he – play well in that Rams game. Yeah. Seven sacks. That's some of those sacks was on,
including a safety and one knockout field goal.
Yeah, there's some of them was on.
So you know what you were doing today? I noticed this. You went to the doctor's office, right? I'm the doctor, mm-hmm. And you agreed that I am acknowledging all of your symptoms, and you're saying, "Doc, you're right," but I don't agree with your diagnosis.
No, because
maybe you should listen to your doctor.
Because no, Doc, because you don't understand. It's more to it than that. We're fundamentally having the same conversation. But I think that some of the things that you're talking about don't fit what I believe in.
Well, but yeah,
because
I'm rooted in reality as a medical professional, and you're rooted in wherever you are.
You're rooted in semantics because you're playing semantics.
Semantics,
yeah, a little bit. But the bottom line is this: Jalen Hurts had a phenomenal season because it culminated in him winning the Super Bowl.
The Eagles had a phenomenal season.
Jalen Hurts, okay. Let's do this, because, see, this is where the road disconnects. Okay, when we talk about that first loss in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Who do we lay that at the feet at? Is it Jalen, or do we lay it at the defense's feet?
I think the defense.
Okay. We lay it at the defense's feet, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So Jalen played phenomenal.
Yeah. He had one bad moment.
So
he played great,
so if the defense played better, we would have won that game.
Yeah, yes. Just like we saw in the most recent one.
Yes.
Yeah, but Jalen was Jalen played well enough to win, right?
Yes,
of course.
But why do we split hairs when Jalen went out there and he threw the immaculate pass and he had the MVP and everything? Why can't we give him credit for doing that? Why got to be back on the defense?
No, he does get credit.
Well enough isn't the reason, though.
But he wasn't the reason they won. He's part of it. But I don't think he was the reason they won the Super Bowl.
I think he was, because this is how it went for me. Going into that game, Everybody named Mama knew that Saquon Barkley was going to be the focal point of that defensive front, correct?
Yes,
they were
going to
stop Saquon Barkley.
See, that's why I still think deep down it's only partial amnesia. You have moments of clarity here.
Because they did that, correct?
They did. They took him away.
And Jalen Hurts made them pay for it.
Yes.
Because they went into that game thinking that he couldn't do exactly what he went out and did.
I agree with that. But the defense played so well that Jalen could have done almost nothing and they still would have won.
He capitalized on one. Well, first of all, the defense put 7 points in the end zone.
And then the Bond interception set them on the 15.
11.
Yeah, whatever it was, 11 yards.
I would say
line.
Most of that, only thing that did was change the way that the Kansas City Chiefs attacked, but they still came after.
With 5 minutes to go, it was 40-6. That means the Cooper DeJean touchdown was all they needed to be leading with 6 minutes to go in the game. Like, the offense could have literally not moved the football, and they probably would have been up with 5 minutes to go. It was 40-6.
Jalen Hurts was the reason why they were in that game, correct?
Well,
no.
See, that's what we disagree. Well, I don't agree with that.
Because you're stuck on like a well enough thing. Like if Walker goes out there, throws six innings for four runs, but the Phillies win, you could say he pitched well enough, but you can't say he pitched great.
No, I'm not. This is rooted, like, for whatever reason, and I don't know what it is, but for whatever reason, when it comes to his accolades and his accomplishments, it's nobody wants to give him his props.
Because we're going too far. I think that's all it is for me.
So what's going too far for you is when people say he's the best athlete in the city.
Well, you put him two.
I put him two because he deserves to be two.
He doesn't.
No, he does deserve to be two.
Zach Wheeler has pitched like a Hall of Famer from the moment he got here.
Number nine. Because he pitches every 5.
Yeah, there's something more than amnesia going on.
You know what? I'm going to give you an analogy with the Wheeler thing. They basically put Jalen Hurts on a pitch count last year. It's like if Wheeler had to come out after the fourth inning because they don't want to face the order a third time.
Okay, let me help you. Who is the most scrutinized athlete in this city? Philadelphia.
Quarterback.
But for whatever reason, and when he steps up and gets it done, we don't want to give him his props. Now we want to say, well, it's because of this, that, and the third.
He's getting his props.
He's
taking it a step too far.
That's it.
See, that's how is it taking it too far?
Because you said he's the second best athlete in the city. We've lost our minds.
Who's the second best?
Zach Wheeler.
How many championships does Zach
have?
He's a pitcher.
That's
ridiculous.
Listen,
it's honestly ridiculous.
Listen.
Do you think Brian Dawkins was the best athlete in the city for a time?
Here in Philadelphia,
because he never won a championship.
He didn't.
Right.
He didn't.
Neither did Allen Iverson, who was probably the best athlete in the city for a time.
But here in Philadelphia, we love hard-working championships, right?
Yes, of course.
Jalen has both of those.
Jalen is part of a team.
Jalen makes it to the Mount Rushmore of athletes because of that. You can say what you want about Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler hasn't had a parade down Broad Street.
Because the Phillies have failed.
See, like that's unfair to Zach Wheeler.
But to your point,
since
Zach Wheeler's the number one athlete in the city, it should be on Zach Wheeler to get them to the World Series.
Zach Wheeler's a pitcher. He can only pitch once every few days.
That's what I'm saying, but that's the same argument that you have for Jalen. Jalen is the straw that stirs the drink on his team.
Here we go.
You know what?
Jalen is... What's the most important position on the football team?
But we're overdoing this. I don't think so. Okay, hold on a second. But how far are we willing to go? I'm going to paint a quick scenario, then we got to tell you about this prize we're giving away, and I want everyone to be mad at Hugh for a few minutes so we can start Hugh's Clues, okay? How far are we willing to go with the idea of this? I'm going to paint a very extreme picture, and it's probably not going to happen, but just play along.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say week one, Eagles go out there next year,
mm-hmm.
and they run the ball 75 times. Jalen Hurts throws one pass. They win the game 40-0. Are you going to come in here the next day and say he's a winning quarterback? He won that game yesterday.
He did win the game, though.
No!
And I would say, Joe,
that doesn't make any sense.
To be fair, if they went out and did that and they won the game, people would be probably excited about the fact that we might go back to the Super Bowl.
But that's not the question. Does that make Jalen Hurts a winning quarterback on that particular night?
Was he the quarterback under center when they won?
Is that easy?
But see,
no,
Joe,
it doesn't make any sense.
It's that easy. See, you don't want to admit, but
you don't want to admit that, that would be an insane thing to say.
Sometimes we make this harder than it needs to be.
I agree. I had to buy a doctor's coat to try to help everyone out.
It's a nice coat, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you.
It's a really nice coat. You should have ironed it first, though. It's a little wrinkled.
Well,
but
I just got your Amazon last night. All right, let's before we go any further, I need everyone to be mad at Hugh for a couple minutes. So why don't we start a little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
So, full disclosure, we're probably going to have some angry people at me after I give this first
clue. Well, then I guess it's going to be angry for everyone today.
I'm not going to lie. I'm envisioning with this first clue that I'm about to give.
Okay.
I'll probably get some angry tweets. Okay. And you people are probably really going to let me have it on this thing. But are y'all ready?
Yes.
This is something that you see almost daily.
That's all you got?
That's a good clue.
I see a million things a day.
You see this almost daily.
Okay.
I see delusion almost daily.
That is a staple of WIP. Okay. Playing today for a pair of tickets. Phillies Padres on Tuesday, July 1st, 6:30 p.m. first pitch. It's a fireworks night. All right. Kenny in West Philly says Joe is insane. So let's have that conversation. Kenny?
Yes, Joe. How are you?
Kenny, I'm good. How are you?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Yeah, Joe, you're a doctor, but you're a quack doctor.
I was waiting for that one. It's good. It's
okay,
a good start.
Here's the thing, Joe.
Yes.
Ultimately, what is the goal of a sports team? What's the ultimate goal?
To win.
Win, right. So when you win, you've done something that no one else has done. Correct?
Correct. In that season, there's one champion. We're on the same page.
Goal of the team, yep.
Stop extrapolating. Let's answer one question at a time.
Kenny, who's
so
the doctor?
Look at the word to calculate, too.
Yep.
All right. So, again, you mentioned the Kansas City defensive coordinator. He made a mistake. He said, we're going to stop Saquon. And Jalen lit him up.
Lit him up like a Christmas tree.
I agree. So, he lit him up. Okay. We're on the same page.
So, wait a minute.
Show me the baby.
Lamar Jackson won the MVP for the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the entire season, including the playoffs, Jalen Hurts wins hands down because he did something no one else has done.
His team did that.
Well, take him away from his team because he's part of the team.
But we're attributing the whole success to him. That's not fair to the other guys.
No, it's not. No, it's not. But somebody's got to be the leader. And wait a minute, did the team win the MVP or did Jalen win it?
Kenny. Did you think this about Nick Foles when he won? Or was it the team?
No, it was Nick Foles that won, and that's why he was MVP.
But did you think he was the best athlete in Philadelphia and the second-best quarterback in pro football?
No, I didn't think he was the best athlete, not at all. He was a one-trick wonder. But Jalen Hurts has been there twice. You mentioned Allen in Buffalo.
Yes.
How many times has he been to the Super Bowl, let alone win?
Yeah, none. Kenny, do you think the Eagles would have been to all these Super Bowls and playoff games if they were in the AFC? I don't.
Oh, now we're extrapolating again.
No, but that's part of it, Kenny. It's part of it. The Eagles get to... Is it not part of it? Lamar and Allen and Mahomes and Burrow have to play each other. That's part of the story.
But wait a minute. Mahomes has to pay them all, and how come he always wins?
He's the best. He's the best one. Yeah.
And Jalen is the best in the NFC. And then when you go down to the Super Bowl, they'll go to – what did he do?
So let me ask you this. So what happens during the regular season, all those weeks where he didn't play very well, that doesn't matter?
No, it does. It just accumulates those till you get to the final thing. Let me ask you, when you cook a meal, do you look at it when it first started boiling or do you look at the end result?
You look at the end result, yeah.
Right. Show me the baby.
Correct.
But, Kenny, that's not the way we are as sports fans. We don't say we're not going to talk about the team until the season is over. We do.
We do talk about you're right. We talk about the team throughout the season.
Yeah.
But at the end, that's why they have parades down Broad Street, because we want to see who is the winner.
Yes, and the team won the championship. You'll never hear me say the 2024 Eagles didn't have a great season. They had an all-time great season. Jalen had a good season on a great team. He had a good season. All right, Kenny, what do you got? We want you to come to the game with us. What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Is something that you fix every day?
No, it's something that you see almost every day.
See?
Yes.
See.
Your reflection.
That's a good guess. Kenny,
that's a really good guess.
But that, Kenny kind of pulled that out of nowhere.
Yes, he did.
Because it seemed like he didn't really have an answer. That's a good guess. Not it, but a good guess. All right, 215.
That's a good one, though.
592-9494. Yes, I think we are combining the Eagles' team success with the Hurts season too much. I understand they're intertwined. Jalen didn't play great for most of the season. The team was a great football team. I think that's where I differ from a lot of people.
No, I get it. And that's what I'm trying to get you guys to see. You make some valid points, and I can't deny that. But I think that there's a lot of conversation intertwined within one another. So that's why it's kind of hard for people to pull out exactly what they're talking about.
Well, that's part of it is that's amnesia. You don't really remember correctly.
No, it's semantics. It's semantics.
It used to be semantics. It's become amnesia. It's so, all right, here's what we're going to do on the other side. I want to help everyone. Okay,
Kyle, you okay over there? Kyle is thoroughly upset.
I want to help everyone, not just our callers. I want to help my coworkers here.
So days like these, I feel like I'm going insane.
Yeah, we're going to round up a list next of all the people here at WIP who I believe have Eagles amnesia. That's next. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hatfield just dropped something special, everybody. They have marinated carnitas and they're boneless. It's a boneless pork roast. That's what it is. It's tender, juicy, flavor for days. You know, as a matter of fact, when I get home, I'm going to throw mine in the crock pot. I ain't had a chance to cook it yet because, you know, I've been a little busy. But going to get that carnitas today. This new Hatfield carnitas pork roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or whenever you want to feel like a hero. I feel like a hero right now because I'm winning this argument. Trust me, you aren't going to want to grab one. Put some pork on your fork. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.